Here we go. Sif Yud. So the beauty of when you learn, there's two halakim of Hilchos Shabbos, right? There's the mitzvahs that you do and the isurim that you should not do. So the beauty of the mitzvahs aseh and the lois aseh is that we can keep doing our surveys, right? Because when you get to the lois aseh, you can't be like, oh, you do schita? well, I do bayer, yeah. So every week. So we could still do our surveys now because we're safe. Because there's definitely a lot of opinions and a lot of shitas. So we're gonna go around the room, just have a little fun, and then we're gonna get going. Yeah? So you stand or sit Friday night?
Stand.
Stand. Stand?
Sit.
Sit. Stand?
Stand.
Stand. Stand. We have one sitter. Shabbos day.
Stand.
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 Sit. Stand.
Sit.
Oh, sit. You switch it. I'm with you and I don't know why either. Unbelievable. Okay, great. I'm with you. And you stand. You stand through and through. Unbelievable. Okay, Havdalah.
Stand.
Stand. You're standing throughout.
Stand.
Sit.
Stand.
Oh, stand. That's the Ramah. Thank you. The Ramah switches it. Right? Ironically, the Ramah by Kiddush says sit. The Ramah by Havdalah says stand. Stand. Okay, good. Now we're not in the same team anymore.
Stand.
So we're not going to question the Davises right now. We're going to talk about a different time. But yeah. We'll just quote the Magen Avraham who says, "Don't deviate from Minhagim." That's all we'll quote for now. But let's move on. Yeah. So, what are the opinions? Where do we go? And let's start with Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, everyone saw there were Rishonim. There's a Kolboy. There's a little bit, not so much, right? Which is we're gonna get back to, right? You can't pinpoint a clear Gemara, but we have a Rishonim, and let's go right to the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch goes and says in Sif Yud that Mekadesh al Kois Mole Yayin. If we have time, we're gonna go into a little bit of Kuf. Pei Gimel, if we have time, if you and Yanim. I doubt we're going to get to it here in this Kuil. Not yet. Maybe in a few years. But we're going to move on to the Lois Aseh without surveys. So, Mekadosh al Chesayin, Shaloye Pogum, V'ton Kol Mashaton Koshal Bechazamaz. And it needs everything that it needs for benching, which C, Simon Kuf Pei Gimel. V'oimi Vayechulu Mu'umid. Say Vayechulu Mu'umid, which sounds like afterwards not.
Right. It wasn't clear.
Okay. V'achachach oimer boi pira gofen, v'achachach kiddush. Amazing. Says the Ramah, weird wording. V'yochol. Yochol? Yochol. You may. You would have thought not? Yochol. You may. V'yochol lamed b'shas ha-kiddush, v'yoyser toy leishev. And then he nails it down. V'noyigim leishev. So I mentioned recently that this is just fun. I forgot to mention this during the shir on the Ramah, but just to show you the extent of how far the Ramah's words are taken. There is a Seichemed, as well as others, who are very busy with Klalim. Prima Gadim references it. There's a difference between Nohagu and Noihagim in the Ramah. Again? No, listen, it's all recorded. Right, so there's a famous Bala Itter in Amir La'akum that says, you're allowed to do Amir La'akum for any mitzvah. Right? And the Ramah over there in Reish Ayin Vav Sif Beis goes and says, and this is what they do in Krakow. But over there it says Nohagu. Says the Seichem and others that there's a difference between Nohagu and Noihagin. Noihagin or Noihagim. Nohagu is, that's what they do. Noihagim is, this is what we do. Right? It's all about the tone. So over here it actually says, V'chein Noihagim, this is what we do. We sit. So says the Ramah. Okay? Now, what are the reasonings? What are the reasonings and...
So that's Friday night Kiddush and that's the whole thing?
So it's really gonna get down to... The Ramah goes and says... V'noigim leishev af b'shashayim revayichulu. Af. What's af? As in addition to the Kiddush. So you should be sitting for the entirety of everything.
Except the Kiddush.
Rakish maschilin oimim ktsas l'kavad Hashem. Kishmaschilin, you should stand a little bit. The Lavush, who we've mentioned, the Lavush usually integrates the Psakim of the Ramah into Halach Lamaisa. He rewrote the Shulchan Aruch as per Shitas Ramah with some Svaras into it. That's what the Lavush was coming to do, as we've mentioned. And he goes and he says you should stand. A very mechudas Shita. He takes the Ramah literal. Stand for the words Yoyim Hashishi Vayichulu Hashemayim. Okay? Meaning,
seems to be a comment.
It says Oim Ding Tzas. The Levusha stand and then sit down. And then sit down midway, mid-sentence. Not?
You
gave up. Amazing. So, and then the Ramah ends off, stare at the Neiris, and you're supposed to stare at the Becher. So he gives you an answer. The Gemara talks about it. The Ramah talks about it. No, you stare at the Becher for Vayichulu, and then you stare at the Neiris for Vayichulu, and you stare at the Becher for the duration, for the rest of the Kiddush. We're good? That's the Ramah. Great. So now, what are the reasonings? First of all, what are the shitas? Before we even do the reasonings, what are the shitas? So at face value, the Mechaber tells you to stand for everything. The Ramah tells you to sit for everything. Okay? He tells you to stand up a little bit. The Lavush took that literal. Great. Or you could just do one of those, like when the Rebbe walks in. A little one of those. So then we have, what are the other options? Any other options here? When I was in yeshiva, we did half and half. Yeah? You did that in yeshiva? What did you do in Reishit? Half and half? Okay, you were also in Reishit? Okay, good. So, half and half. Great. Where does that come from? What? Oh. So, Dirshu quotes from Moshe. Very good. Moshe Chelek Hei, Simen Tes Zayin. Or Chaim Chelek Hei, which is Chelek Tes, if I'm not mistaken. Yes? So the answer is, Pashat Asfar, one of the reasons why you're supposed to stand up is for Eidos. The sole Eidos is for Vayichulu. Eidos warrants standing up.
We say Vayichulu for the woman, but women are pasul Eidos, so why do we stand for Vayichulu?
You're asking in general. It's not in line with all of Dine Eidos. What? Okay, that's one answer. But then why are you standing? Because of covet. So it's not really about Eidos. That's what he's asking. It's about similar to Eidos because it's Kiddush. Again? Again?
That's how you can sit.
Okay, listen. Lots of Chiddush Eidinim coming out. That's one of the reasons to what? That's one of the reasons to stand. Okay? And the split would be, but you also want to sit. Why do we want to sit? What's the reason to sit? Kiddush Makom Suda? Or the Grah? The Grah gives a whole other reason. Right? One of the reasons that the Grah gives is because we're being moitzi you by Birchas HaNenin. First of all, what is Kiddush? One of the chavrusas here was one of the chavrusas shas. Was very busy. Kiddush is Birchas HaNenin, Birchas HaMitzvah, Shvach, Birchas HaNenin. So you see from the Gra, if you want to just like put the shitas in perspective, you see from the Gra it's Birchas HaNenin.
That means you can't do Arvis.
So you can split it. It has two dinim. It's both. It's a bracha murkevis. It's a graph. And therefore, that's a raya that it's a shvach. Okay. But it has to be both. At the end of the day, it's going to be both. Because how is the other guy tasting it? How is the other guy going to taste the wine without having saying the bracha? You can't drink. It's me'ila. We have lots of faces.
If it's a berachas ha-mitzvah, you don't need to drink. Even though you're saying it's
her. We're going to get to in Sif Yudalid, there's still a mile and everyone should drink. Which we're going to get to, right? And we're going to go back to Reishit and we're going to find out, did they give a little bit of wine to every guy? No. And also, you're the same year? So we only need one of you to answer. Okay, amazing. Great. So, they didn't give out to every person? Yeah. Okay, amazing. So, in Yeshiva I went to, they have a setup. We're going to get to it in Sifya Dalev. They have a whole system. Every table, long table, had a big cup filled. The guy who makes kiddush, usually a Rebbe or the Rosh Hashiva, goes, finishes. They quickly take the cup, pour it in, and he runs. The guy runs and he pours into every single cup, and then every guy's climbing over the other guy to try to get a little bit because they want to be Mekayim Sifya Dalev. We're going to get to Sifya Dalev very soon. Hopefully in a week and a half to 2 weeks. There's a new packet for anyone who's finished. There's a new packet already on Sifya Dalev, Sifya Beis. Moving on. So now, what's another reason? So there's two reasons. One of them is why we sit. Kiddush Malkum Suda. The other one is because when you're being motzi someone else for Birchas Hanenin, you have to sit down.
All right, Klein had a question about that.
The nafkamina, what's the nafkamina between the two of them?
Because you sit, then you get up to wash. That's what he's asking.
Sit, he's quoting Rabbi Klein.
Wash, and then you go back to sit down again. So what's how's the kiddush b'makom suda?
Why do you require you to sit like a kiddush? Why is sitting?
So did you see the Divrei Yatziv yet? Divrei Yatziv touches on this very, very point. Yeah? Moving on. We're gonna get there in a second. So it says what one nafkamina between the two is according to the between the Gra and the Kiddush Malkum Suda reason why we sit down. The Gra says you should sit down. The Rama says you should sit down. Yeah. I don't know. It could be just we're only highlighting the Hagufen, and that necessitates you to sit down. You should be getting up and down. I don't know. It doesn't sound hegyoni, but I hear what you're saying. The nafkamina, the difference between the two reasons are, let's say you're making kiddush by yourself. Making kiddush by yourself, according to the Gra, in theory you should be standing up. Because if the sole, again, the sole reason is because that I need to sit down when I'm being waited to someone else, there's that chashivas, that grounding. You need to be grounded, so then if I'm not being waited to anyone else, you're fine. Whereas, according to the other one, kiddush b'makom suda, even if you're by yourself, you still need to have kiddush b'makom suda. Okay, moving on.
Is there an explanation why if you're yourself, you could make a birkas hanenin? Why would you be late to someone that required you to sit down? If birkas hanenin needs it, so what's the difference between late to someone?
I don't know. That's a very valid question. I don't know as far. I'd have to look into it further. Okay. Now, what's the reason to stand? Either Eidos or?
Kavod Hashem.
Kavod Hashem. Exactly, Kavod Hashem. So the Kisvei and Kisvei Arizal, they're all very busy quoting Kisvei Arizal. Yeah? There's Reb Chaim Vital, quotes from the Arizal, that you should stand. Why? Likras Shabbos Malkasa, you know, the king comes. So one thing I didn't understand, when does that apply? It's Kavod Hashem in a general sense, or the arrival of Hashem? How did you understand it? No, the nafkamina is Shabbos day. I at first glance, I thought it was Shabbos came in. Kavod Hashem. Oh. So the Kavod Hashem warrants you to stand up. So now, by Shabbos day, it still applies? So that would sound only Friday night, only Leil Shabbos. That's what I thought. But others say a little bit looser. L'chvoid Hashem. There are others who say that, like, L'chvoid the Shechina. The Shechina's, anytime you're Mekadosh, it's really any bracha. Right? It's going to get very hard to try to split this. But. Bye. He doesn't say.
If it's stam kohen Hashem, it's also yantam. Liquor Shabbos, don't necessarily have a liquor yantam.
I don't know. I recently was talking to my Rebbe yesterday. What's my Rebbe's name? We got to know him. His name is Rebbe Yamin Hollander. He's a Rish Kredel and a tremendous Talmid Chacham, a Rav in Romema. He wrote Dirshu. He wrote a lot of Dirshu, a lot of Chalakim. So he told me a fascinating thing. There's a shayla that many places can bring up. Yeah. How important is this? What are the stakes? So you said, so you stand. Who cares?
Whoa.
Yeah, I said it. It's too late. It came out of my mouth. So now, who cares? Are we doing Yisurim? Well, we could ask this really by all mitzvahs asay. What's the right thing to do? Is it wrong to do the other way? So the first answer is the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says, we don't change Minhagim. And that has a weight. So follow your minig and follow your minig. Yeah? Number one. Number two is really what the Aruch Shulchan goes and writes in Sif Chav Dalet. The way he starts Sif Chav Dalet is, by the way, you want to go and know, so what's the makar? Im tzrichen lasses kiddush me'umen ha'miyushav, einu mevur lahedya, loy b'gemaro, so loy b'poiskim. U'mashma de'ein kveda. So it's not like it's the biggest deal. So take your minhagim, take your timim, and go for it. So I'll share with you a little sisrei Torah. So there's a shayla. Let's say the minhagim don't even like make sense, like someone here. It's very unclear. How does it all work, right? You're doing kiddush b'makom suda. You stand by night. You don't sit back down. And then by day you do kiddush b'makom suda. And then havdalah, you don't go like the Ramah. The Ramah says to stand.
Still has weight.
A minute still has weight. That's the answer. Good. So the question is, hi, I just learned Simon Reish Ayin Aleph Siv Yud. I want to go like the Gro, that I'm sit the whole time. I want to go like the Arizal, stand the whole time. May I, or better yet, must I? So he asked this question to Rabbi Yashiv. Yeah, Rabbi Yashiv went and said, you don't need to. Rabbi Moshe also says this. I saw Rabbi Moshe brought down. You don't need to switch. Do whatever you do. And with him, it's very, he's a real Litvak. A real Litvak, an enikol of Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Meir Atlas. Litvish. They only eat machine matzah on Pesach. That's really Litvish. We're going to get there a different time. They don't trust hand matzah, right? That's backwards of what we all think. That's how Litvish they are. Chaim Oizer was pro, right? So, and yet, his father, I asked him, Rebbe, what do you do for Kiddush? I stand. I said, Rebbe, you eat machine matzahs and you stand? He said, yeah, my father stood. I said, why? He's like, he had some Hasidishim and Hagim from way back. I said, but isn't Rebbe Litvish? So he said, I went to Rebbe Yashiv. And I asked him what to do, and he said, I shouldn't change. Except, again, this is food for thought. It was too short. I was calling Eretz Yisrael. The conversation was too short. Except for Yontif by day. I said, Rebbe, you still there? He said, yeah, Yontif by day, you should sit. Even if your father stood, you should sit.
Whoa, why?
So what do we have? Let's go. Anyone? Want to take a shot at it? It's not Kiddush Makom. Why don't you need Kiddush Makom Suda? On Yontif, you need Kiddush Makom Suda. Right. You can't be going Kiddush Makom Suda.
It's not Shabbos, and he wants to show it's not Shabbos.
Okay. Maybe. Why? On Yontif. What? A what?
Get tired.
Okay. No, you didn't eat yet. It's a team up. Simchas Yontif makes you tired, so you sit down. But by Friday night, it's a team up.
No, well, Yontif is also simple.
Ah, okay. Fine. Where are we? That was just for fun. Let's, so how does the Divrei Yatzev get out of this issue? Divrei Yatzev goes and says what your mom is touching upon. The Divrei Yatzev goes and he was asked, the Kloisenberger Rebbe was asked, he was a tremendous Talmid Chacham, tremendous Rebbe, and a prolific writer. He wrote tons and tons and tons. So he's asked, Rebbe, we generally follow the Minhagim of the Ramah. We're Ashkenazim. Hasidim are Ashkenazim. They daven Nusach Sfard, they're Ashkenazim. So we follow the Ramah. The Ramah says to sit. How come all Hasidim stand? The answer is the Arizal. The question is, what? We just go with the Arizal and chuck every Ramah because we want to follow Kabbalah? How does it fit with the Ramah? So he has a great chah. He goes and he says, what's the reason why we go and stand anyway? The reason why we go and we sit is because of Kiddush B'Makom Suda. So we're going to get to and about coming up this coming week. Sif Yud Beis, that Yekish Minig. Do you wash first or make Kiddush first? Do you wash, then make Kiddush straight in Tamoitzi? Or do you make Kiddush, then wash, then make Tamoitzi? Which is the normative regular minig. So he says the Ramah is of the opinion that you should, says the Divrei Yatziv, I want to get this right, says the Divrei Yatziv, L'chadchila, the Ramah seems to say you should wash your hands first like the Yekish HaMinig. That's what the Ramah seems to say. That being the case, so then anyway, your Suda, right? Your Suda would be in conjunction. But now that we don't do like that, so either way, there's going to be a disconnect. So what are you going to do? You're going to sit down by Kiddush, but then you're going to make a hefsek anyway. So you might as well stand. That's how the Divrei Yatziv gets out of the Ramah. The Ramah said to sit because he held you should do like the Yekis. But now that we don't, so you're not bound by the Ramah and you're a free bird. And that's why you should actually stand the whole time. One more thing about... No. We left Yontif. I don't have an answer. Don't know. Good question. But that's how the Ramah gets out of... That's how the Divrei Yatziv gets out of the Ramah. So Allah Chala Maisa, what should you do? The answer is there's no clear Hachra. So what we have is a non-clear Gemara or Poskim paired with a Magen Avraham, not to deviate from Minig. So barring Yontif by day, everyone should do exactly what their father does. Shkoyach.